The Secretary of State's office is defending Deputy Secretary Scott Bates as evidence grows about his role in questionable decisions at the Connecticut Port Authority. Connecticut Public Radio's Frankie Graziano reports.
Recent reporting from the Day of New London has led to a shakeup within the Connecticut Port Authority. Scott Bates gave up his seat on the board last week after it was revealed that in 2017, he approved the purchase of photographs to be mounted in Port Authority offices in Old Saybrook, about $3,000 in artwork bought from the daughter of the CPA chairwoman. That chairwoman, Bonnie Reemsnyder, has also stepped down. Prior to those changes happening at the CPA, Executive Director Evan Matthews was placed on leave. Connecticut Senate Republican President Len Fasano believes that the recent shakeup raises questions about governance within the Port Authority and other quasi-government entities.
Quasi-corporations are created by state statute in which we try to give them some independence, but at the end of the day, it's taxpayers' money, and we as legislators and the quasi as a representative of us need to make sure that everything's on the up and up.
Fasano also says public confidence should be a consideration for Secretary of State Denise Merrill as Bates continues on with his work as her deputy. Fasano says that any cloud of suspicion hanging over Bates could be problematic, particularly with the office's need for objectivity in overseeing elections. Gabe Rosenberg is Merrill's communications director. In a statement issued to Connecticut Public Radio, he said he believes that none of the recent reports would impact what Bates has done for the office, saying that Bates has done, quote, an excellent job for the voters of Connecticut. According to the state's open payroll web portal, Bates in his role as Deputy Secretary of State made $149,784 last year. Frankie Graziano, Connecticut Public Radio.